AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. There's still time to get to that Thanksgiving feast today if you're a late traveler. We talked to Tessa Farrand in Houston as she waited for a flight to Virginia.
Hoping there's not rain delays or anything like that, that we can make our connecting flight in North Carolina, but, you know, only time will tell.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says there is snow in the forecast today in some parts of the country.
The best potential for some snow on Thanksgiving Day will be across parts of northern New York State into Vermont and New Hampshire, where there is potential for a few inches of snow, and then a better chance of heavy snows out across parts of the Pacific Northwest.
President-elect Donald Trump released a video from his Palm Beach, Florida estate, calling for unity as the nation celebrates Thanksgiving.
It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens, because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach, and I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead.
Security will be tight at this morning's big televised parade in New York.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Parade features 1,100 dancers and cheerleaders, plus 1,000 clowns, literally, and three times that many cops. Mayor Bill de Blasio says authorities are not afraid of a note in an ISIS magazine calling this a good target.
There's no credible and specific information of any specific threat directed at this parade.
One new feature of the security plan, sand-filled dump trucks to block crosstown motor vehicle traffic as the parade marches down Central Park West and Broadway. That's partly in response to the Bastille Day truck attack on revelers in Nice. Warren Levinson, New York.
Tragedy in an eastern province of China. State media say the death toll has jumped to 67 in the collapse of construction site scaffolding. Kevin Love shot an NBA record 34 points in the first quarter of the Cavaliers' victory over Portland. This is AP Radio News. Another failure in the search for treatment to slow Alzheimer's. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports on a drug tested by Eli Lilly.
The drug failed in a widely anticipated study, disappointing many who had hoped Eli Lilly had finally found a way to slow the progression of the mind-robbing disease. Solanezumab didn't produce any better results than a placebo treatment in a study of 2,100 people with mild Alzheimer's.
Are you up early to defrost or start cooking that Thanksgiving turkey? The Butterball Turkey Talk Line has been helping holiday cooks for many years. Talk Line turkey expert Christopher Clem says he tries to stay supportive and upbeat no matter what he hears on the call.
It can be sort of coach or referee, sort of like encouraging that first timer who's just like ready to give up. Like, this just seems impossible. I'm never going to get this.
Good luck and happy Thanksgiving. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.